have your Bibles this afternoon, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Galatians. I would like to read from Galatians chapter 5. I'm not engaged in further audible prayer, but I do ask all of you to be praying that God will help us and bless us as we try to study His holy word. Galatians chapter 5. This morning we tried to study about our dependence upon God for life. Our lives are 100% dependent upon God. We cannot draw the next breath. Our heart will not beat another beat except God keep us alive. It's in God that we live and move and have our very being. The very fact that we have lived through this day is a special blessing from God. It's because of God's providential care over us. So our natural lives are a blessing from God, and we're dependent upon God to continue to stay alive physically. And then our spiritual lives, we're dependent upon our God to come and to quicken us, to make us alive spiritually. And then we're dependent upon God as He has delivered us from the bondage of sin and death. And that's one of the things that happens when God comes and quickens us, and we're born again. We have been delivered from the bondage of sin and death. By that I mean that before you were born again, you were bound to sin. Sin is all you could do. And you were bound up in the death of being separated from God. And then God came to you and quickened you and made you alive. And then you have liberty. And so, you know, this is what I want us to eventually get to if we don't finish it tonight. In our Declaration of Independence, one expression that we're thankful for is the right to life. What's the second thing? And liberty and what? And the pursuit of happiness. Life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And so this morning we tried to look at, we're dependent upon God for life. Tonight I want us to begin by looking at the fact that we are dependent upon God for liberty. Now we're dependent upon God just as we're dependent upon God for natural life. We're dependent upon God for the natural physical liberty, or what's another word for liberty? Freedom. We're dependent upon God for the liberty or the freedom that we have in the United States of America. One of the things that we are so thankful for, I hope, is the liberty or the freedom that we have. The freedom to go and the freedom to do as we please. That's a great blessing from God. We are dependent upon God for our liberty or our freedom. You remember when the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage. They were in what? They were in bondage. They were bound up. They were slaves in Egypt. And they began to cry to God. And God came and heard their cry. And God delivered them. They had freedom, or they had liberty, because God delivered them. They could not deliver themselves, but God came and delivered them. And they were then made free. And as they began to walk and follow after God, and God gave them His laws, they continued to have much liberty and much freedom. And they began to go into the land of Canaan eventually. After 40 years, they finally went into the land of Canaan. But after they went into the land of Canaan and were told that they better beware lest they forget the Lord their God, God told them that if they forgot Him and turned their backs on Him, they would go back into bondage. And that's exactly what happened. They went into the land of Canaan. God gave them great victory in the land of Canaan. They had great freedom and great liberty and great prosperity and many blessings from God, natural and spiritual, in the land of Canaan. But after a while, they forgot God. And when they forgot God, God allowed the enemy to take them back into what? Back into bondage. And if you study the history of the children of Israel, you'll find that they went through that cycle over and over. They would have great liberty and freedom and blessings from God, and then they would turn their back on God and forget God, and then they would go back into bondage. Now, that same cycle sometimes happens in the lives of God's children. We are dependent upon God not only for our physical liberty, but we are dependent upon God for our spiritual liberty. Because just as we are free in a physical way, we can be, though we are free physically, we can still be in bondage to many things, though we've been born again. I want you to look now at Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1, the Word of God says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the," what's the next word? "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." I want you to understand that we were in bondage to sin and death. You remember that? We tried to study a little about that this morning from Ephesians chapter 2. "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." We were in bondage to sin and death, and God came to us and quickened us. And then the Scripture says now, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." Do you know that when we were born again, we were made free? We were made free from having to serve sin. Every born-again child of God has been made free. They were under the bondage of sin and death, and now they've been made free, and they do not have to serve sin. And so for many of God's children, they begin to rejoice in the liberty that they have, that they do not have to go back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world, and they don't have to go back into bondage. But you know what sometimes happens in the lives of God's born-again children? Even after they've been made free, even after they've been born again, even after the declaration of liberty has been given, do you know what sometimes happens to God's people? They go right back into what? Right back into Egypt, right back into bondage. They go back into the ways of the world. If you'll back up in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4, Galatians chapter 4. Well, in fact, I didn't finish Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1, the rest of that verse says, I want to begin again with the verse that says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Can you go back into bondage? Can you go right back after God has delivered you out of the bondage of sin and death? Can you turn around and go right back down into bondage? Could the children of Israel, and though they didn't literally go back down into Egypt, and though they wanted to go back down into Egypt, did they still go back into bondage? Are born-again children of God who have been made free? You see, once you're born again, you do not have to serve sin. Why? Why is it that you do not have to serve sin? You do not have to serve sin because Christ dwells in you. If you've been born again, Christ is in you. And the Scripture says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And so every time Satan tempts you, though Satan is powerful, Satan cannot get you in bondage again unless you bow down to him, unless you worship him, and unless you go back and are entangled again in the affairs of this life. Satan has no power over you. Back up now to Galatians chapter 4 and verse 9. Galatians 4:9 says, "But now, after that ye have known God," now watch this, "or rather, are known of God." You see that? What's he saying? Don't think for a moment that the reason you know God is because you went towards God, but you are known of God. That is, God came to you. What does the Scripture say about, the Scripture just left me, yeah, here it is. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love him." Why? Because he first loved us. Do you know why you love God today? It's because God first loved you. And so now the Scripture says, "We know God." And then it says, "Oh, rather, we are known of God." You see that? So he says, "But now after that ye have known God." How many of you know God tonight? How many of you know God? Now, the word "know" here means to have intimate fellowship with. If you have intimate fellowship with God, that's when you really know God. "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." And when you really know God, when you're close to God, when you're walking in the light as he is in the light, that's when you really know God. And so he says, "But now, after that ye have known God," or rather are known of him, "how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?" The question is being asked. Once you've been delivered, once you know God, how could you ever turn back and be in bondage again? If the children of Israel had gone back down into Egypt after God had delivered them, wouldn't you think that would be a very foolish people that would turn around and go back into Egypt? Well, even though they didn't turn around and go back into Egypt, they still, when they got into the land of Canaan, they did basically the same thing when they turned back to the ways of this world. Tell me some ways. I just want you to think of for a moment. Tell me some ways that we can, after we've been delivered, after we've been set free, after God has come to us and quickened us, made us alive spiritually, and Satan has no power over us, what are some ways that we can go back into bondage? Brother Rich, tell me a way that we can go back into bondage. Yes. Every time, listen carefully, every time that you begin to go back into the ways of the world, and the expression that Brother Rich used is that every time you open your mind to the ways and things of the world, the Scripture says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The Scripture says, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The more you follow God, the more you serve God, the more you walk with God, the more you know God, the more you're able to defeat Satan. But if you ever do what Brother Rich just said, if you ever open your mind, and here's what the devil will tell you. The devil will say, a little bit won't hurt. Or the devil will say, it won't hurt you to get close. You're strong enough as a Christian. You're strong enough to get close to sin, to flirt with sin, but not to get involved with sin. I'm telling you, if you ever begin to flirt with sin, or as Brother Rich used the expression, if you ever begin to open your mind up to the things of this world, you'll go right after those things again. And when you go after those things, you'll find yourself in bondage to those things. Everybody here, every day, you're either a servant of God, you're either bound to God, you're either a slave of Jesus Christ, scriptural terminology, or else you're a slave to sin and a servant to sin. And as born-again children of God, we choose whether we're going to have liberty or whether we're going to have what? Who said, give me liberty or give me what? Give me liberty or give me death. Now, he was talking about literal physical liberty and death. I would rather be dead, he was saying, than to go back into that bondage that was back there. I'm telling you, brethren, as children of God, we ought to be just that concerned about ever being entangled again in the affairs of this life. To ever go back into bondage, to ever be in bondage. Have you ever been in bondage? Do you recognize, can you see, and do you know that there are times in your life that you are in bondage to something, that something has control of your life? And when it has control of your life, you're in bondage to it. Back up in your Bibles very quickly to Romans chapter 6. Please look in your Bibles at Romans chapter 6. Now, we're looking at not just the fact that we have liberty or we have bondage, but we're looking at the fact, brethren, that we are dependent upon God for the liberty that we have. Now, I want you to listen to that. I'm dependent on God for the liberty that I have because He's the first one that delivered me from the bondage. And so the reason I have liberty today, the reason I'm free from the bondage of sin and death is because of what God has done for me. You understand that first. The liberty and the freedom that I have from sin is because of God coming to me and quickening me and implanting His Spirit in me and giving me power over Satan. That's the reason I have liberty today. But I also want you to know that the way that I maintain that liberty, you see, we got liberty as a nation in 1776, and then we had wars. All these wars we have had, listen carefully, at least most of the wars that we have had since 1776, most of those wars have been to maintain what? To maintain freedom. You see, you don't get liberty in spiritual way is what I'm talking about right now. I'm trying to draw the natural parallel. But you don't get literal physical liberty and then you have it the rest of your life. You understand that? You have to fight to maintain literal liberty. And you have to fight to maintain spiritual liberty. And if we don't put on the whole armor of God and we allow ourselves, our minds, to begin to be entangled in the affairs of this life, before we know it, we will be back in bondage. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We have to put off the old man and put on the new man if we're going to maintain the freedom and the liberty and the joy that we have in Christ Jesus. Look now at Romans chapter 6. Listen, please, to verses 17 and 18. In Romans chapter 6, verse 17, we're talking about liberty and freedom, and we're talking about how we are dependent upon God for the liberties that we have, the spiritual liberty as well as the physical liberty. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 17, the Word of God says, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free, you see, the liberty. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of what? Righteousness. See what happens? You get away from sin, and you have to then fill your life with what? With righteousness. What happens if you don't become? And this is true of every child of God, that once you are delivered from the bondage of sin, and once you've been made free from sin and been made free from being a servant of sin, if you don't become the servant of righteousness, what happens? You always will go back to being the servant of sin. And that's the reason that once we are delivered, every time we are delivered, and brethren, how many times have you been delivered in your life? Brother Chris, how many times has God delivered you? Numerous. That's exactly right. God delivers us over and over from all different kinds of bondage. There's not just one kind of bondage. There's not just one way that Satan gets hold of our lives. But every time Satan gets hold of us and we are delivered from that, we need to immediately be servants of righteousness, or else we'll return to being servants of sin. I have to fill my life being servant of Christ, or else I will go back to being a servant of Satan. You don't get free from Satan and then do nothing, because that nothingness is when you'll go right back to being a servant of sin. And so Paul says here, as he writes to the saints of God at Rome, he says, "Now being made free from the servants of sin, you became the servants of righteousness." And then in verse 20, come down to Romans chapter 6 and verse 20. This whole chapter deals with this the whole subject that we're looking at. Romans 6, verse 20 says, "For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness." Now, what does that mean? Brethren, when you're serving sin, righteousness is gone out of your life. When you were servants of sin, you were free of righteousness. Righteousness was gone. Now look at verse 22. "But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life." You see, when you're freed from the bondage of sin and you're made free from sin, you become the servants to God. Listen, brethren, everybody here needs to leave here, leave the house of God tonight with a firm desire and commitment. I want to be a servant. I want to be a servant. I want to be a servant to God. And I want you to know, listen carefully, how can you be a servant to God? How can you be a servant to God? Can you by yourself be a servant to God? What will happen if you try to be a servant to God by yourself? What if you don't look to God for the strength and the grace you need? What will happen every time? You'll always fall back. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 says this. Listen carefully. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 says that it is God, It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You hear that statement? That is, every time, how many of you have a desire to serve God better tonight than you did a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Your desire is there. Now, where did you get that desire from? Who put that desire? It is God that worketh in you both to will, that's the desire, and to do. You can't go forward without God's help. What are we talking about today? We're talking about our declaration of dependence, that we are dependent on God for life, and we are dependent on God for liberty, and if we look to God, He will give us more continued literal liberty, and He will give us spiritual liberty if we look to Him for the strength and the grace we need. If we don't look to God, brethren, we're going to go right back into bondage, right back into the bondage of sin. But isn't it wonderful to feel God leading and directing your life? Isn't it wonderful to know God cares about you and that God, you know, God is a lot more patient than anybody in this building. Did you know that? I know that from my experience. God is more patient with me than I have ever been with anybody in this world. If I was God, and I know me like I do, I would have flicked me away. If I didn't have the nature of God, I would have flicked me away forever. I would have just sent me into eternal hell. If I was God and I think the way I think today, I would be through with Billy Mullis. And God would be through with you if it weren't for His mercy and His grace and His long-suffering. But I also want you to know that when we continue to persist in serving sin, eventually God will say, enough is enough. God's Word teaches very clearly that God will put us back into bondage and turn us over to a reprobate mind if we continue to harden our hearts and keep going back to being a servant of sin. May God help us to grow so that we are realizing, I need God's help. You remember this morning that we looked at the statement in John chapter 1 and verse 5, we looked at the statement where Jesus said, without me, without me, without me, ye can do nothing. Now, the converse of that is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Can I stop serving sin by the grace of God and with the help of God? Yes, I can, and yes, you can. Liberty, liberty. God has given us life. God has given us liberty, and God has given us I want to just close tonight with the pursuit of what? The pursuit of happiness. Jesus said this in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, seek ye first what? What is the kingdom of God? Brother, somebody that just learned this past week, anybody know what the kingdom of God is or the kingdom of heaven? I could come hug you right now, Brother Tandy. That's exactly right. The kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy. Where is it? It's within you. Do you have to seek after it? Is that what happiness is? You know what the devil will tell you happiness is? Oh, the devil has all these little pictures up here. He'll show you all the things of the world today. Here's where happiness is. Here's happiness over here. And you get that, and you're not happy. So he says, well, you need just one more thing. If you'll get this, you'll be happy. And so you get that, and you work hard, and you get that, and you're still not happy. There's this continuous rat race that God's children are running on, a little round wheel that they're running on trying to pursue happiness. And there is no happiness to be found in the things of this world for a child of God. It's my soul that needs happiness. And that is found only in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And I thank God that we are dependent on Him for life. We are dependent on God for liberty. And we are dependent on God for the pursuit of happiness. May God help us to seek it and pursue it, is my prayer, for Christ's sake. Brother David, what number do you have? Last that we stand as we sing number 509.
Thank you.